RCMP are turning to the public for help in locating a missing girl from the Sturgeon Lake First Nation. Police say 13-year-old Sienna Satie was last seen leaving a home on the reserve on August 7th around 9 p.m. She's described as 5'4", 120 pounds, with short brown hair and brown eyes. Sienna also wears glasses and has braces. Mounties say they are concerned for her well-being. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 13-year-old Sienna Satie is asked to contact Sturgeon Lake RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Despite a new Minister of Government Relations and for First Nations, Métis, and Northern Affairs, the independent inquiry and audit of the northern village of Pinehouse will continue uninterrupted. The government confirmed it after Lori Carr was sworn in as the new minister. She takes over for Warren Keating. Keating had ordered an inquiry into the northern municipality's affairs last December. Council there had repeatedly failed to comply with Freedom of Information requests. The Western Treaty Nations Summit kicked off yesterday in Prince Albert. The meeting involves Indigenous leaders from Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba, and is focusing on revenue from natural resources. Prince Albert Grand Council Grand Chief Brian Hardlott says the treaties were signed with the understanding that the land given to the Crown was only to the depth of the plow for farming.
Mostly referring to the north, where the provinces, I guess, continue to enjoy the revenues generated from the mining industry, also the hydro. It's always been a discussion with the chiefs, with Canada, and also with the province.
Hardlott says the delegates hope to come up with an action plan. The city of Saskatoon is pledging to implement relevant calls to justice from the final report into the national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Councillors are committing to read the entire 1,200-page document by the end of the year. Mayor Charlie Clark says, given the statistics contained in the report, the community must act.
The statistics are very disturbing. In the report itself, the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls reported that Indigenous women and girls are 12 times more likely to be murdered or go missing than members of any other demographic group in Canada, and 16 times more likely to be slain or disappeared than non-Indigenous women.
Clark raised the motion at the July 29th Saskatoon City Council meeting. Regina police have arrested a man on sex charges involving a 13-year-old boy. Investigators say they responded to a report on August 6th. Police say Romeo Morales, who is 42, is charged with sexual assault on a person under 16 years of age and sexual interference. He's to appear in Regina Provincial Court on September 30th. Premier Scott Moe says Saskatchewan will fund three cultural projects in Regina and Saskatoon after a dispute with Ottawa. The federal government recently announced it approved funding for 13 projects in Saskatchewan, and it anticipates approving more. The province says Ottawa wanted two outdoor swimming pools in Regina added to that list, but Mo questions the federal government's motivation.
This is an infrastructure fund that is put forward to ensure that we can move forward on provincial priorities. This is not Ralph Goodale's re-election fund.
Mo says there's a long list of other projects besides pools that could use the federal support. A tech entrepreneur will be the Liberal candidate trying to unseat former Liberal Cabinet Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould in this fall's federal election. Wilson-Raybould rocked the Trudeau government with allegations that she had been improperly pressured to end a criminal prosecution of SNC-Lavalin. That led to her resignation from cabinet, and eventually she was ousted from the Liberal caucus. She won the Vancouver Granville riding for the Liberals in 2015 with about 44% of the vote. Meanwhile, the federal ethics watchdog says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau violated the Conflict of Interest Act by improperly pressuring former Attorney General Jody Wilson-Raybould to halt the criminal prosecution of SNC-Lavalin.
Mario Dion says Trudeau's attempts to influence Wilson-Raybould on the matter contravene Section 9 of the Act. It prohibits public office holders from using their position to try and influence a decision that would improperly further the private interests of a third party. Dion says there's little doubt that SNC-Lavalin's financial interests would have been furthered had Trudeau succeeded in convincing Wilson-Raybould to overturn a decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions. Christy Kirkup, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Union of BC Indian Chiefs has filed a formal complaint with the province's Human Rights Tribunal. It's over restrictions that demand 6 months of alcohol abstinence before a patient is recommended for a liver transplant. Officials with the union say that discriminates against Indigenous peoples who have disproportionately higher rates of alcohol use disorder. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip is the president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs. He says the alcohol use disorder is due to centuries of harmful colonial practices or family trauma linked to residential schools. He says unbiased access to health care should be a cornerstone of Canadian policy. Toronto's police chief says an influx of government money will be used to fund an 11-week program meant to curb gun crime. Mark Saunders says Project Community Space will be up and running by early next week. He says the program will involve a number of programs working closely within the community. The federal and provincial and municipal governments teamed up to provide $4.5 million in extra funding for the Toronto Police Service.